Welcome back to Giants.com, and it's time for yet another edition of the Preview Report, brought to you by New Era. I'm John Schmelk. It's the Giants and the Oakland Raiders at MetLife Stadium Sunday at 1 o'clock. The Giants are coming off of their bye week, winners of two straight, looking for their third straight win. However, they have a lot of work to do and ground to make up if they want to have a chance at winning the NFC East. This is the first of a three-game homestand for the Giants. They have the Packers coming to town next week, and then the Dallas Cowboys in an all-important NFC East battle. Despite the fact they've had a week off, the Giants still have some injury issues, and most of them come in the secondary. Corey Webster will not play in this game. He's continuing to battle that groin injury. Tremaine McBride and Jaron Hosley, two other cornerbacks, they are questionable. The Giants hope these guys can play as they try to battle Terrell Pryor and the Oakland Raiders. Now we welcome in Paul Dottino to break down the game. He, of course, covers the Giants for WFN and everything New York Giants media. Paul, how did you spend your bye week without any Giants football?
Well, I watched the Oakland-Philadelphia game, which was not a great idea, according to Coach Tom Coughlin, because Oakland played so poorly, there wasn't much you could learn from that game.
But the one guy that does give the Raiders an X factor, it's Terrell Pryor. This guy can do it all. He's a big arm, but he can really run the football. Giants defensive lineman Justin Tuck knows he is a unique threat.
You know, he's still young, so, you know, obviously he's not as polished as some of the other guys are in the passing attack, but, you know, he is as deadly or maybe even more deadly than any other, you know, running quarterback that we've faced.
And, Paul, what really makes Terrell Pryor different is that he is the size almost of a Cam Newton. He's just as fast as Robert Griffin III. He set the NFL record for longest run by a quarterback against the Steelers earlier in the year with a 93-yard run. And if the season would end today, he would have the best average yards per game rushing of any quarterback in a single season in NFL history with nearly 70. Why is this guy so special?
Yeah, well, Bobby Douglas is number two, by the way, back in 1972, the former Bears quarterback who just couldn't help himself but run the ball. He's averaging 7.7 yards a carry as Pryor, and as far as I'm concerned, it's all about his straight-ahead speed. You see, he looks to scramble to run, not to scramble to buy time to throw. So as soon as his first receiver is blocked, he takes off with the ball. He makes that one quick cut, and then he is going vertical. This guy has such acceleration on his second step, he makes things very, very difficult to stop.
But, Paul, it's not just the quarterback that runs the football for the Oakland Raiders. It doesn't look like Darren McFadden is going to play with that hamstring injury, but Rashad Jennings is a workmanlike, respectable, starting caliber running back. He catches the ball out of the backfield, and yep, the Giants still have to stop that traditional running game, and the Raiders use a fullback too. They use a lot of 21 personnel, which you don't see a lot anymore in the National Football League.
Jennings is a between the tackles runner. He is pretty strong, a multi-purpose kind of guy who can also catch the ball out of the backfield. Last weekend against Philadelphia, he ran for 105 yards. A lot of that came in garbage time, but nonetheless, this guy doesn't usually go down with the first tackler. You need to get that second and third hit on him to bring him down.
And, of course, the Giants' rush defense has been a strength this year,
yes,
but with Sean Rogers going to IR, other guys like Jonathan Hankins will have to step up to do some damage. But, of course, the Raiders also do some damage through the air. Defensive coordinator Perry Feil knows they have a very short passing attack.
What we see is he's good in the West Coast offense, and I think that's what he is excelling at right now. They're not asking him to do a lot more than, you know, the West Coast reads, and so he's able to accomplish that.
And, Paul, they don't want to make Terrell Pryor throw the ball down the field. It's a lot of West Coast offense, a lot of drag routes, a lot of running backs, a lot of tight ends. They don't want him to put the ball in harm's way.
Well, again, I think that's also part of the reason why his legs become more dangerous than his arm. He's completing 61% of his passes, which is a very nice number if you're the Raiders. Again, part of that is because of the short passing game, and part of that is because rather than throw a pick or throw an incompletion away, he's just going to tuck it down and take off. And why not? Because he's been very successful doing it.
Denarius Moore, their big wide receiver,
yes,
he can get down the field. He's really their only down-the-field threat. Paul, earlier in the show, you mentioned how much the Raiders struggled last week against Philadelphia. Their defense, which had been a top-10 defense this year, was awful. They were absolutely terrible. as you also mentioned, Tom Coughlin not showing much of that tape to his team this week. They want to see that top 10 defense that showed up for most of the season. Offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride knows that the Raiders are better than what they showed on tape against the Eagles last week, and they have some very aggressive blitz packages.
To be quite honest with you, they're very impressive. They got a very extensive and complex blitz package that you're going to have to be as sharp as we've been all year in order to deal with it. So, hopefully our guys are ready for the challenge.
And, Paul, even though the Raiders run a 4-3, unlike a lot of 4-3 defenses, they do a lot of hybrid fronts. They do a lot of stuff to try to trick you. They have 12 different players with at least one sack. They will bring it, especially on third down.
Well, you're right, John. They've got 23 sacks on the season. And what I noticed about their packages is that they will blitz any of the gaps, the A gap, the B gap. They'll come off the edge. They'll use a safety. They'll use a corner. They'll use a linebacker. Multiple fronts. Very quick in the front seven. Extremely quick at linebacker. And their front four, very active, especially the defensive tackles.
And in the defensive backfield, Giants wide receiver Victor Cruz knows they mix up a lot of their coverages.
They do a lot of man. They have some zone-ish capabilities to them as well. They mix it up a lot. They do a lot of different things, especially on third down. They do a ton of different things. So we're excited for the challenge, man. We see some openings if we're able to, read things the way we want to. We see some openings there for us to take advantage of. So we just got to take it day by day and game by game.
And, Paul, we saw those different types of coverages backfire a little bit against Philly last week. There was a lot of confusion, but they run man, they run zone. But their rookie, DJ Hayden, he's been exploited a little bit this year.
Well, indeed, that's true, John. Remember, Nick Foles had the 7 touchdown passes against Philadelphia, tying an all-time NFL record. What I saw of those 7 touchdown passes, you had twice where guys fell down. You had another 2 times where there were busted coverages.
No one in the vicinity.
No one there. And then you had the other times where their DBs or linebackers were simply beaten on the play. That's why Tom Coughlin said to his guys, don't look at those films, because it just looked too easy.
And it's not going to be that easy, Paul, especially for the Giants' rushing attack. The Raiders, much like the Giants, have been great against the run all year. They're holding opposing teams to under 4 yards a carry.
Well, that's right, John. Top 10 in rushing defense are the Oakland Raiders. And if you look at the Giants, not only have they been up and down with the running game, even though it's been a little bit better as of late, their average yards per carry is not exactly anything to write home about. Giants are only averaging about 3 yards plus per carry. It's all about moving the sticks for them. They're trying to get patient. They're trying to be balanced. Giants are averaging 30 carries per game over the last 3 weeks, but that really hasn't been their bread and butter.
They had to get the yards per carry up and be more productive with that running attack. Paul, what's your one key to the game for the Giants to beat Oakland on Sunday?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you look at these rosters, and clearly the Giants have a better team, but it's about Pryor's ability to make big plays with his legs, especially off of busted plays. Although Tom Coughlin says they have a lot of plays designed for Pryor to run the ball. It's very simple. Prevent Pryor's big plays, and I think the Giants will be able to take care of business at MetLife.
Paul, how about this one? The Giants have played clean football for 2 straight games in terms of turnovers. They've had 0. They're a better team. If they don't turn it over on Sunday, I don't see a way for the Raiders to win that football game.
That's not a bad idea, John.
Paul, appreciate the time as always, my friend.
You got it.
That's all the time we have for this week's edition of the Preview Report right here on Giants.com. It's all brought to you by New Era. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the game.
Preview Report is brought to you by New Era. Speak with your cap. Get the New Era on-field 5950 cap today.